Okay, so beginning our day, and just thinking in terms of kind of how to putting effort into harmony and avoiding conflict. So often the tendencies that we have and the Buddha points to just our desires and our views and opinions, how they create tension and end up spinning out into conflict that is ends up being painful for ourselves and painful for others, it's really investigating how we hold different positions that we take of who's right, who's wrong, what's right, what's wrong. And you can see that happening. Like last night, I spent time with somebody who was having a lot of family dukkha, and was thinking in terms of just society and culture in general. There's just this ongoing tendencies to continued conflict, and so much of it's fairly basic in the this tendency to hold to our own position of a view or a particular desire of how we want, I want things to be, or what I want for myself or people close to me, without really thinking of others. And it's just it's a very human tendency, but it can be very complicated. And we do the same thing in the monastery. It's not as if it's, oh, you come to the monastery and we don't do that here. It's very human. So it's to be reflecting on that and attentive to that. I'd say there's a kind of an old fable, an old Aesop's fable actually, of a traveler hiring a donkey. He was traveling, going from one town to the next, and so he hired a donkey, so then the owner of the donkey is leading the person. The traveler is sitting on the donkey, and the owner of the donkey is sort of leading it on a lead, so they're going along, but it's getting kind of, sun's going up, it's getting very, very hot. It's getting midday-ish. The traveler wants to stop for a rest and get out of the sun for a bit. So then there's no trees around. It's very open. So he sits down in the shade of the donkey, and the donkey's standing there. And then the owner of the donkey comes in and wants to get in the shade as well. It's kind of midday, there's not that much shade. So they're kind of jostling over, trying to get the shade, and of course then they start arguing, and the traveler doesn't want the owner sort of sitting out, I paid for this donkey, and then the owner sort of saying, yeah, you paid for the ride, but you didn't pay for the shade, and they're sort of arguing back and forth, who's right, and who's, of course they come to blows, and then the donkey runs off, and both of them are out in the sun. So it's what happens with conflict. You always end up, never ends up with getting exactly what you want, and it gets complicated. So that sense of paying attention to that energy behind our desires and our views, because that's what the Buddha points to us as the fundamental problem, a fundamental root of. And it's so easy just to relinquish those. It isn't as if they're actually that that large and that big that you can't put them down. So.